Chapter 6.
The Temple of the Divine. Nature. As the ultimate object of his aspirations on the path, the pupil sees erected before his mental eye the Temple of the Divine Nature, i.e., the original essence in which the divine original nature can completely express itself. It is the genuine temple of the Holy Spirit. When the construction work of transfiguration has sufficiently progressed and is able to receive the universal spirit, this new state is demonstrated as a sign visible to all. When the classic figures of the Acts of the Apostles receive the universal Holy Spirit in the temple prepared by them, many are able to observe this wonderful event. And when Peter, in a magic speech, explains to the confused crowd the quality, the nature and causes which have led to this descent of the divine prana, two reactions are seen. One is mockery and unbelief, the other intense interest. And this twofold reaction is taken from life. And when the universal spirit, the universal language and the universal wisdom manifest themselves through the servants of the brotherhood, there is firstly the storm of the spirit affecting ordinary life, denial, mockery, criticism, and unbelief. And secondly, a reaction that demonstrates that one is seized from within, and so a fundamental interest in an increasing number of people. Thus, it is clear that the nature of this interest can be summed up in this particular sentence of the Acts, chapter 2. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, What shall we do? Here we have an opportune word and an opportune question which require an equally opportune answer, straight to the point. As long as one is still fulminating and the storm of the spirit causes only a crazy whirling in the world of ideas, there is no absolute interest. As long as one rejects the facts of renewal in their essence, one will never be able to ask the question, What shall we do? Is it not so that the interest for the path of the universal spirit is chiefly reflected in the saying, I am going my own way, and now could you tell me how far your way goes along with mine? Here, self-preservation and exploitation are more than obvious. Therefore, only he who is unconditionally interested proves to be ripe for Peter's answer. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This reply is in many respects very disappointing for a Western world, which for generations has been drowned in theology again and again. And therefore it is necessary that the spiritual school explains these words for you in a different way. Conversion is the primary basis for any new growth. Conversion is the radical word for diversion, definite and absolute diversion from dialectical life. A reversal, a revolution is necessary. The new life that opens up the way to the temple of the divine nature is so absolutely new, so completely different in dimension, it stands so vertically upon all dialectics that it is impossible for a man to stand simultaneously in the old and in the new nature. Conversion is never an intellectual concept, though it can be discussed scientifically. Neither is it an emotion, though it can be experienced in the heart. We declare this emphatically because one nearly always approaches the spiritual school either for intellectual reasons or for emotional motives. The reversal we aim at must originate from the inner conviction that I cannot do otherwise. It must be based on a complete farewell to this world. Whenever the universal language, with the help of all kinds of symbols and examples, wants to explain the elements of this conversion, we see again and again that the candidates in question turn around. When, on Easter Eve, Christian Rosycross is called to the alchemical wedding, to the transmutation on the path of the universal spirit, we read that on being touched, he turned round. Only then did he see the beckoning light, whereas previously there had only been speculative consideration. The aspiring pupil who wants to accomplish such a reversal perceives that many ties to the old life are hindering him. These ties, these fundamental hindrances, must be broken, and only then can one be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of his sins. Through the baptism in Jesus Christ, the universal spiritual substance enters into a real bodily communion with the pupil builder. This baptism is no water baptism, no ritual or magic act in the ordinary ecclesiastical sense. It is a complete immersion in the universal spiritual substance which the consciously so inclined pupil undergoes after his reversal. This communion between the pupil and the Holy Spirit is the beginning of a wonderful process, and this baptism takes place in the pupil in the name of Jesus Christ. What does this mean? The name of Jesus links us with the entirely sinless man in the dialectic world, whereas the name of Christ connects us with the divine man of the original nature, the only begotten Son. The name of Jesus Christ, therefore, does not lead the pupil of the Rosy Cross back to the distant past, but he experiences through it an actual, twofold, alchemical, divine power of love, driving to rebirth. Here, an ingenious, glorious process takes place in order to break through on the basis of the reversal of the natural man to the original divine state of being. Between the divine man and the dialectic man, however, there is a wide gap, and the first alchemical divine power of love, which we call Jesus, is the bridge, the mediator, to cross that gap. In the name of Jesus, the meaning lies hidden. This name points to the alchemical, redeeming power of the universal spirit. Therefore, through all the ages, the brothers of the Rosy Cross declare, "Jesus is everything to me." This bridge, or Jesus, must be erected within you so that the Christ within you can liberate himself. When this possibility is attained, the pupil goes a path of various spirals, and the spiritual school accompanies him on all his ways. The great aim is the redemption of sin and guilt. When the reversed pupil goes his manifold path, he will gradually and systematically redeem every fault of the past, and thus he builds, as a Freemason, the new home of the original man. At the same time the old temple is demolished, he redeems all his guilt. You will understand that as soon as the reversed man participates in the new process of life, all things and proportions become different. For when he stands in the new process of life, the pupil receives in great mercy instructions as to the kind and the nature of the new life. You will find these explanations also in the Acts, chapter 2. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things in common. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meals with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having favour with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. The riches to which our attention is drawn here are so enormous that we cannot be thankful enough for this divine grace. Then they that gladly received the word of Peter were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. From this it follows only too clearly that the path need not produce fundamental difficulties for anybody. Indeed, for the promise is unto you and to your children. If you see the path before you and want to accomplish the reversal, then none of us need remain behind. Then you continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. Footer. This is the essence of the School of the Rosy Cross, which is behind the forecourt. This is the essence for and of the new work which we wish so gladly to undertake with you, You will, after having used the key, continue in the instructions. With the greatest interest, you will continue to absorb eagerly everything the school has to tell you. Only then will every meeting again be a feast. You know that it is a custom in civilized society, when the sparkling wine is poured into the glasses, to get up and clink glasses, after which one drinks. This reminds us of a very old, magic custom of the true community of initiates and their pupils. We receive the spirit of renewal in our goblets. We hold the cup of the Grail in our raised hands if we are reversed. And when the cups have been filled, we tune our gifts of God to each other. Then we see to it that we make all the things we have received sound in one tune and in one vibration. Whereas the common man at the start of a drinking bout, in imitation of the Holy Supper, says, "Your health," the reversed pupils of the school, all standing with the Grail cup in their praying hands, look deep into each other's eyes, and they pray and say unto each other, "Peace be with you." Thus they continue in fellowship and in breaking of bread, and they see to it that everybody receives his share. They help each other when breaking the bread of the Lord, and one will not precede another, because they know that they stand together to a consolation and a blessing. Together they utter this one holy name from the depth of their being, Jesus Mihi Omnia. If it has become what it can be, a force emanates from our work so mighty and so tremendous that powers and signs will come forth, that an elevation will come about, and an expansion that, for the consciousness of any outsider, cannot be explained any more out of the ordinary nature. That is why fear comes over every soul, not the fear meant as fright, but as profound respect.
What could be impossible in and for such a community that we shall establish together?
Whatever favoring of the one above the other could there be in this way? The mercy that exists for us, is it not for you also? The glorious aim is not just for a few chosen ones. One telf, only you want it. We will have everything in common, too much to be expressed, and too much even to consider. Everything is for you if you are only willing to grasp it. If you see and experience all these riches, what importance should you still attach to all these dialectic things over which you are still watching like a lion, and which in reality still mean everything to you? Therefore, if you are in the new life, you will sell everything. You want to get rid of everything you have found earthbinding in your self-analysis. And as these things are very personal, it may be that you may help somebody else with what you have broken down for yourself. This is the way in which we build a temple together. Those assembled under the Rosy Cross are on the march, and we can succeed, for everything necessary to reach the goal is given to us. Therefore we possess a temple of the One Spirit. And we call this temple our power field. Daily we are assembled there, daily we break our bread, and every moment celebrate our supper. Rays radiate from the temple in all directions. These rays go from house to house. They are breaking in where one will least expect it, in order, God willing, to carry this light further and to kindle it in the hearts. And thus there is a boundless gladness and a complete singleness of the heart. The dialectic life is extremely complicated, but those who stand in the new life see a life that is clear and bright like crystal, uncomplicated and shining like the sun at its zenith, and according to its key word, simplicity. Not the superficial simplicity, but the simplicity of the one life that is of God. The simplicity that is at the same time great and formidable. Therefore, we praise God and stand in the favor of the whole people. How can it be otherwise? From the community, thus standing in the temple which we have built together, From this circle, the children of God are daily ascending to the community of salvation. Use the key to the one life to which all of you are called. Place yourself on the basis of reversal, and you will see the being and the life which is from God.